This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Time here from the people, 410-583-1057. Listen, I see we got packed phone lines. If we don't get to everybody, we'll try to reset at 4:15. We have Jonah Schaefer coming up at the top of the hour. But 410-583-1057, let's start with Bailey in Baltimore. Bailey, you're on the fan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey there.
Yeah, you guys teed it up for me pretty easily with that six-pack right there.
We tried.
My thing is so when I was watching the last playoff game last year, and we lost, obviously. Yeah. I was like, in my head, I was like, this is pretty easy to keep track of, like, who got on base, because not many players got on base that entire series. Mm-hmm. So you got these four players, right? You got O'Hearn, who got a few hits. You got Mullins, who got the home run in the last game.
Yep.
You got Adley Rutschman, who got on base. He didn't get a hit.
No.
He got on base, though. So I count that, but, you know, it's better, you know.
Sliding scale.
Hey, every little bit helps.
And then you got Anthony Santander.
Yeah.
One of those players is not on our team right now. It's obvious. And I don't get it. Like, Anthony Santander, starts slow. As someone who used to play baseball years ago, I was the same way. But the way she showed up in the playoffs, he got on base. You know, he did more than Henderson did, which he didn't get on base at all that entire series. And the other young guys, like, it's just like, I don't really see what they're trying to do. And the last thing I'll say, I'll try to keep this brief. It just feels like this happened in like 1993 when they moved to Camden Yards, when the new ownership took over, whenever that was in the 90s. It just seems like they're just trying to feed us the same thing again, the same BS. I just don't have faith anymore. Like, yeah. I really don't. Like, it just looks like the year after they went to the playoffs and beat Detroit, where they like had a horrible losing
2014
record.
Appreciate it.
You know, let Nelly Cruz walk and thought they could replace him in other ways, and that was their sweet spot to get something done with Manny and
they're allegedly $5 million apart on a deal with Manny.
Can you believe that?
And they didn't get it done.
Yeah, how great is that?
Fun times. Let's go to Steven Edgewater. Steve, you're on the fan.
Did a billionaire buy the Orioles and hire a general manager who doesn't know what the hell he's doing and hire a manager underneath of him that just does what the general manager says and he doesn't know what he's doing? That's what I'm looking at. Gunner's the best hitter. Why does he bat lead off?
Well, they want to give him the most plate appearances.
I mean, move him down to two.
And now they've got Gunner there. Yeah. I mean, Cedric there, which is, some people were telling him that's what you should do in February and March. Me, is let Ced lead off and let Gunner ease back into this season, especially if he's going to miss all of Grapefruit League like he did. Yeah, I mean, look, this is all on the general manager.
Yeah.
The general manager was given carte blanche by John Angelos to build facilities in the Dominican, to hire whatever staff he wanted, to reinvent their research and development and IT, to bring in blackjack dealers and anybody else he wanted with him, to hire the not just the skipper, but hire the skipper's staff. And he's continued to have carte blanche in baseball operations, from the minutia of who should be in center field at Kauffman Stadium to how do we replace Corbin Burns to, duh, maybe we should do more than just get Corbin Burns if we're only going to have Corbin Burns for 1 year. It's all on one guy.
Josh is in Severn. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yo.
Hey, so I think you guys missed one on the most unserious things Elias did.
Yes.
I think it's probably the biggest one.
What's that?
He hasn't extended anybody like Henderson or Rutschman. And I think that that's where you're starting to see these issues come in with this team, because these guys aren't playing as a team. They don't want to be a team because they know they're not going to stay a team.
You're right.
They're all playing for their next contract and their next team right now. And that's why you see clown stuff like yesterday when Rutschman hits a home run down by 22 and he's running over to the home run bong and drinking from that like he's getting his next payday.
They're as unserious as the GM.
Yeah, can I ask a question? And Josh, thank you for the call. Is it a lock anymore that you want to extend Adley Rutschman?
I'm not extending Adley Rutschman.
Like, it used to be where I like, yeah, that's a given. Now I'm not so sure.
They drafted the wrong guy.
Like, I'm not so sure that that's a lock.
He's a good player. Yeah. There's nothing great about him.
Ben, would you extend Adley Rutschman? Where are you on that?
His exit velocities are not great. His bat, if you look at any of the advanced StatCast metrics, he swings a slow bat. He doesn't hit when he catches. I mean, is he a leader? He's a leader of a team that's been a failure. Yeah. I mean, if he's the leader of a team that's been pooping and peeing down their own legs since things got real last January, then I'm not sure he's much of a leader.
Ben, would you extend Adley Rutschman?
I would have tried to buy low this past offseason, but I don't know that he wants to extend early, which would mean no, because he's going to want number one money. If he's not extending now, I think he wants number one money. So
410-583-1057.
It'd be nice if you threw somebody out.
Yeah,
for bleeps and giggles.
It'd be nice if you threw to the first base side.
Yeah,
of the
bag. Even get it to where a tag's got a half decent chance.
They got to reach over. Let's go, Bill's in Annapolis. Bill, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I just want to sort of switch the narrative a little bit. I think the only thing keeping us from being a very good team is we've lost our number one, our number two, and our number six pitchers. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a one and a two that are out injured with Tommy John.
You knew that going in, though, Bill.
What's that?
You knew the guys were out with Tommy John going in.
And you knew Grayson Rodriguez wasn't built up to give you 120 innings, let alone be your ace that they tried to sell you.
Yeah, but where I'm going with this is, knowing baseball, if we can hang around 500 and we get a couple of those guys back, we'll be in the playoffs. We got a tremendous amount of hitters on this team. And I would consider trading possibly Coby Mayo, because there's no position for him. And I'd try to get another starting pitcher. But we're two, maybe three pitchers away, and you can get them. And we'll be in the playoffs. The team, if it gets in the playoffs, it'll be its third year. And I think we got a legitimate shot, but we've got to fix the pitching. And I think part of that's going to fix itself when we get a couple guys back.
Bill, I appreciate the optimism, man. I really do.
I think there's a real legit shot. They don't make the playoffs, and it's not particularly close.
We'll get back to the calls, 410-583-1057 at 4:15. So if you're holding, please hold. We'll get to you at 4:15. But coming up next, Ravens. They're 3 days away from the NFL draft starting. Where does Jonas Schaefer think they're going to do with their first pick? We'll talk to him next. He covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
and joins us next. Want to hear from the people? 410-583-1057. How are you feeling about your Baltimore Orioles coming off that 24-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds yesterday? They've only won one series. They've only won two in a row one time this year, and they have the worst starting rotation in all of baseball. Let's head out to the phone lines at 410-583-1057. Start with Andre and Glen Burnie. Andre, you're on the Fan.
Hey there, Ken, Jason. Hi, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
I've been an Oriole fan since I can remember. I'm 61. You're turning 62 this year. Awesome. I've been through the good times and the bad times. But the thing about it is I'm not in a panic mode yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not in total disagreement with you on some of the moves. But, Jason, I must say, I was so excited when you came to get on this program, but I never thought I would say this. I never thought someone could be more negative than Ken. But you made me more endeared to Ken than I ever was. But
that's the plan. You know,
I just hold people to their standard. If you come here, right, and you have. You go out of your way to play the worst baseball humanly possible to get all these 1-1s and 1-2s and 1-5s, and then you tell me it's liftoff, right? And you say you understand the assignment, then, I mean, negative, positive, I just keep it real. Nobody was more bullish on them the first 3 years they were here. And, yeah, nobody saw right through them and how transparently egomaniacal they were and how it really wasn't about giving us a parade. It's about doing it their way, and doing it their way trumps all. I don't want to be right about this, but I think we're now looking at years, multiple seasons where they're wasting Gunnar Henderson.
And I don't disagree with you on that. I really don't. I mean, some of the moves, like what y'all said about Cedric Mullins, I could never understand why he was batting so low and why he wasn't leading off, and some of the other moves, you know, some of the moves not signing certain people. But I appreciate Beltway Ben, you know, because I'm in the camp with him when it came to Tommy Pham. I wasn't a Tommy Pham fan. And I'm glad he stuck to his guns.
Yes.
Because I know if that was Tim would have just wrote it and just listened.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Andre, you called that correctly. Appreciate the call.
Wreck that call.
Yes, because
you understand this show.
Yes,
you have a fine ear.
Yes.
And I can put up being called negative. Yeah. All I do is try to speak my truth.
Yeah. Let's go to Ethan in Hampstead. Ethan, you're on the Fan.
Afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey there.
I think there should be a case study on how to blow the immense amount of goodwill the team built over a 2-year span. Mm. I'd like to believe that Rubenstein is having buyer's remorse, that maybe this thing wasn't as much of a surefire thing as he thought it was, but he's too busy throwing free hats and having bobbleheads of himself to realize what is going on. And just a question for you guys, who's let go first or scapegoated first? Charlie Morton, birthday boy, CNL Perez, way to read the room, Orioles Twitter, or Brandon Hyde. And if Hyde is let go, is it more than likely Buck Britton that probably stepped up?
Yeah, it's a good question. Thanks for the call. Yeah. I think I would have gotten rid of Perez before I got rid of the Blewett guy, but that's just me.
Me too. But they're giving Perez some real money, and they obviously, he's one of their guys.
Yes.
He goes back to Houston with Mike Elias. So.
He hadn't been good in 2 years.
No. Look, who goes first? Charlie Morton could not start another game for me. If I actually cared about winning, I would be willing to buy him out. I'd be willing to do whatever I have to do to find somebody else who could give me six outs without it being complete and utter trauma for my baseball team.
Let's go to Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fella.
Hey there.
You staying out of trouble,
man.
Rashawn?
I'm trying my best to you, man. Right, I'm trying my best to you, man. About to get in some trouble Friday down in that game, man. That was a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, 30,000 people, man. They let us down like that, you know. But luckily, I didn't go to that game yesterday, you know. But, hey, speaking of negativity, right? So I gave Trippy a new name, right? Because Trippy's been so, you know, down on the old. They're not making the playoffs. They're not that. I said, Trippy, your new name is Trippy Lockenford, man. you know, so that's my nickname.
I've been lumped in with worse people before.
We like Tripp.
There was one person in this room who told you they were going to compete for the playoffs before anybody said they were. It was me. Yeah. Then there was one person in this room who picked them to go in the playoffs before anybody else did. That was me. Now, I was also the first one to tell you the GM is fugazi as hell. He doesn't get the assignment, and we're never winning anything real with him here. And that was also me too.
Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the faith, man, you know. But like the one caller said, he said, what, be like three pitches away, right?
Yeah, well, that's easy to find.
That's
you get them in season,
nothing at all.
Yeah, get them right off the shelf.
But listen, what if the three pitches are, you know, we got Kyle Gibson that's going to be ready soon. Suarez is going to be ready, in about 60 days? He's going to start rehabbing.
Yeah.
And also Trevor Rogers.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Cause, hope, man.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. Rashawn, stay away from the weed, man. I appreciate the call.
who are you to tell that man what he can and can't do,
Gigi? Well, if he's telling me the
Mr. Negativity, and you're telling the guy what he can do in his spare time.
If he really believes that Kyle Gibson, Albert Suarez, and Trevor Rogers are the cure for what ails this baseball team?
Mescaline?
Yeah. Let's quickly grab Eric. Eric, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey there.
Hey, I agree 100% with you about when they're talking about the negativity. You're just telling it like it is. And I listen to this team. I've been an Orioles fan. I wore Brooks Robinson pajamas when I was a little boy. So that tells you.
We lost him. I want to know.
Okay, there.
We got you back.
And I'm just telling you that I feel like, number one, Elias, it might all look good that we're bringing him, that we brought him in and everything. But he's more of a computer guy than a baseball guy. Time for Brandon Hyde to go. Yeah. Time for us to, hey, if you need to put, what's the name of the bullpen? But shit, you can't put him in the bullpen.
Gotta let you go. I'm sorry. The rules are rules. Yeah. But I appreciate the call.
Hey, Joe Flacco did it. I mean,
yes, he did. And he got
it. I went on radio in Washington one time and did it.
Mm. Hey, we switched to football. Coming up next, what the heck are the Steelers going to do for their quarterback? We'll ask Aditi Kinkabala, who has her ear to the grindstone as everything AFC North. Aditi joins us next here on The Fan.